George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since "Give me liberty or give me death," Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future in our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say, we need God in America again.
Abe Lincoln said, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vex us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is gonna fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. I believe it's time, America, to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand. And send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from. And let the Word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all His glory, and every eye shall see Him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us, to boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you. Your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers, because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the Word of God in schools. The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say we need God in America again. I know the only hope is
Hey there, brothers. Welcome back to another episode of Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, as always, the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, also known as Preacher Joe. Today, we're going to be diving into this topic that's been a little heavy on many of our hearts lately. How to restore patriotism and faith in the system. So make sure you stick around to the end, because I'll be sharing with you the powerful steps that you can take to reignite your faith and your patriotism. Do you ever find yourself questioning the integrity of our leaders? Feeling let down by those who are supposed to serve and protect us? You're not alone. Many of us are struggling with these feelings right now. Today, we are going to explore how we can reclaim our faith and trust, and how we, as men of faith and fortitude, can lead the charge in healing our nation. Make sure to like, subscribe, and ring that bell so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. And if something resonates with you, please feel free to leave a comment and share this episode with your brothers in faith. In recent times, we witnessed a growing distrust in the leadership of our country and the very institutions that uphold our laws. Scandals, corruption, and a sense of betrayal have left many disillusioned. The judicial system has been weaponized against the administration's political opponents, creating a sense of injustice and partisanship. Furthermore, inconsistent application of laws and perceived favoritism have only deepened the divide. And sadly, some of the people who seem to hate America the most are Americans themselves. Filled with disillusionment and frustration, it's easy to lose hope. But remember what Romans 8:28 tells us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Even in the midst of chaos, God's plan is at work. So, how do we restore our faith in the system and rekindle our patriotism? Here are some steps that we can take. First, we must pray and seek God's guidance. As 2 Chronicles 7:14 states, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land." See, prayer is our most powerful weapon. Next, engage in your community. Get involved in local civic activities. Attend town meetings, volunteer for community projects, and support local leaders who demonstrate integrity and commitment to righteous principles. By being active participants, we can help steer our communities in the right direction. Another thing, educate yourself and others. Knowledge is power. Stay informed about what's happening in our country and educate others. Discuss important issues with your family, friends, and community members. Encourage critical thinking and informed decision making. That's a key point. Inform. Promote unity and compassion. In Ephesians 4:32, we are called to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Let's show grace and understanding, even to those that we disagree with. Unity is key to restoring faith in our nation. Hold leaders accountable. Proverbs 29:2 reminds us, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." Support leaders who demonstrate righteousness and hold those who don't accountable. Our voices and votes do matter. One of the most powerful ways to restore faith in our nation is by rekindling our patriotism. This isn't about blind allegiance, but a heartfelt commitment to the values that make our country great. Philippians 3:13-14 encourages us to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead, pressing on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us, heavenward in Christ Jesus. See, we must look forward with hope and determination. Our full throttle moment today is this. True patriotism and faith are not about the perfection of our leaders or our systems. They are about our unwavering commitment to God's principles. We, as men of faith and fortitude, must rise up. live out these values, and inspire others to do the same. Remember 2 Chronicles 7:14, my brothers. It's on us to lead the charge in seeking God's face and healing our land. I want to challenge each and every single one of you today to engage in your communities, to be the change that you want to see. Reach out to your local leaders, get involved in civic activities, and most importantly, keep praying for our nation. Share this message with your friends and your family. Let's start a movement of faith and fortitude that cannot be ignored. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring that bell. Comment and share this episode with others. Your engagement helps us reach more people with this crucial message. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Hoorah.
America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vex us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is gonna fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. I believe it's time, America, to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand. And send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from. And let the word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all his glory, and every eye shall see him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us, to boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you, your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers, because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the word of God in school. Country is him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say we need God in America again. I know the